Have you been offered the fixed indexed annuity from IBEXIS? Well, you've come to the right place because today we're going to do a deep dive into that particular annuity. Hi, everyone. This is Marty Becker, owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies from St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies, coming to you today with episode number 49 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Like I mentioned, we're going to do an overview of the fixed indexed annuity that is being offered by IBEXIS. Let's jump right into it. So IBEXIS Life and Annuity Insurance Company can actually be traced all the way back to 1937, which was originally founded as Sunset Life Insurance Company. I believe they rebranded to the name IBEXIS in 2021. Now it's an A- rating company, which is very strong. Every interaction that I've had with them so far has been positive. So they have great customer service, which should be important to you because I know it's definitely important to me. What's unique is they have very simple choices for their annuities, meaning they only have two options. You can either get a multi-year guaranteed annuity or MIGA or a fixed indexed annuity. That's it. They only offer growth products, no income products whatsoever, and they only have one version of each. So one MIGA and one FIA that they offer. A lot of companies you'll see, they have multiple versions of fixed indexed annuities that they offer, and people get confused on what's the right choice. And the interesting thing is technically, this could be considered a fixed indexed linked annuity or what's known as a FILA because you have the opportunity to risk some of your interest gains, not like a buffered annuity where you can actually lose your principal, but a fixed index linked annuity allows you to risk any interest gains while still protecting the original principal that was put into it. So what are some of the features of the IBEXIS FIA? Well, like most annuities, you have a 10% penalty-free withdrawal starting in the second year. Month number 13, you can start taking out 10% annually. It has a bailout feature. Now, this is pretty rare when it comes to fixed indexed annuities, but I really like this option. What a bailout feature means is if the company has to lower the crediting terms that give you growth inside of the annuity, if they have to lower that beyond a certain set rate, they will let you exit the annuity with all of your money and all of your gains without any penalties or market value adjustments, or MVA for short. Now, these companies don't want to adjust their rates. Unfortunately, a lot of that is out of their hands, and that is based on how the annuity actually makes their clients money. That all goes back to the options cost, which if you really want an in-depth explanation of what that means, go back and listen to episodes 3, 4, and 5 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast, where I go into great detail on cap rates and strategy terms and how annuity companies actually make a profit. It's very counterintuitive to what most people believe. But this bailout feature is rare, so that is a major positive for this particular annuity. The other nice thing is it comes in a 5, 7, or 10-year term. They have two options with those terms. You can either do a bonus or you can do it without the bonus. Now, if you choose the bonus, the crediting for the growth opportunity is reduced because, just like an early mentor of mine told me, there are no deals in the insurance industry. So if you're getting a big bonus on day one, they have to make that up somewhere else, okay? Annuity companies are not in the business of just giving free money away. Otherwise, they'd be out of business. It gives you the opportunity for higher crediting if you choose to risk some of your interest growth, like I was talking about earlier. You can never lose the principal amount that you put into it. And this annuity has no fees with it. Now, let's take a look at a few of the terms that you're going to see in an illustration from IBEXIS, because they have some different terminology, which sometimes I even have to go back and look at a couple times to make sure I'm looking at the correct thing. The first one is what they call tracking value. In a nutshell, this is your premium plus the bonus if you choose to take it, and then any growth. So any amount of the tracking value above the original premium can be risked for that enhanced crediting. A good analogy to compare this to would just be, what is your account value in any other type of annuity? They call it a tracking value. The other term that's probably new to most people who are familiar with annuities or have been, quote, pitched other annuities is this thing called a floor rate. The floor rate is the percentage of the tracking value that you would be willing to risk in exchange for a higher crediting strategy. And whether that's a cap rate or participation rate, doesn't really matter. It's a trade-off in order for you to maybe, if you're so-called willing to gamble a little bit with some of your gains, but still never risk your principal. Now, those floor rates, you have five different options. You can go with a 0% floor, meaning you don't want to risk any of your gains ever. Or you can do up to 2.5%, 5%, 10%, or 15%. Now, if you take the highest, obviously that means you're risking the most that they will allow you to risk, but you're also going to get a much, much higher crediting strategy in exchange for that option. So how does this floor work? So let's say you started with $100,000 in premium and you accepted the bonus. And just as an example, let's say that's 10%. And then you selected the 15% floor during the application process. So that's what they're going to hold to for the entire length of the term. So you have $100,000 with a 10% bonus. Now your tracking value is $110,000 on day one. However, if you selected the 15% floor and that index went down, and let's just say you're tracking the S&P, if the index went all the way down to the max floor of 15%, that would eat into your principal. So you'd have a little more than $93,000 if you lost 15% of $110,000. Because you're not allowed and you're not capable of losing principal in this, you would not be eligible for the 15% floor in that first year. So the max that you would be able to risk is 5%. Because if you lost 5% of $110,000, which was your premium, plus the bonus, you would still have over $104,000 left in your tracking value. So now we're still within the rules of the game here. However, in the reverse, let's say that first year you did have some growth and your $110,000 grew to $118,000. Okay, now you have the room to where they can actually apply that full value of the 15% floor in exchange for a higher growth rate. Because if you lost 15% of $118,000 in the second year, you would still be over $100,000. So we did not eat into the principal and we're still within the rules of the game. But here's a question that I get quite a bit with this annuity is, let's say you're someone who you're not just going to set it and forget it. You're actually going to pay attention to what the market is doing and the index that you're tracking is and how it's performing. So let's say that we're just tracking the S&P 500 because they do offer that. They have really good rates on it right now at the time of this recording, which is the end of 2024. Let's say you think that the S&P is going to go down and you don't want to risk that 15% of growth you've already had. The question is, can you move your crediting strategy to a safe vehicle inside of the annuity? And the answer is yes, which is awesome. So if you think the S&P is going to go down and you want to protect the money you've already gained inside of the annuity, they will allow you on your anniversary date to move all of the money into what they call a declared rate, which is just going to be a fixed interest percentage that is set for the following 12 months. That's a huge bonus. A lot of companies won't let you do that with these type of annuities. Now, the other question that I hear quite a bit is, should I take the bonus or should I not take the bonus and get the higher crediting strategy? A lot of times that's going to be a personal decision, but in the calculations I've ran in the past, is if you're in a situation to where you're going to start withdrawing money in that second year, or you're at an age where you're going to have to start taking RMDs out of this, the bonus could be a good option because you're getting that upfront boost and you're going to be pulling money out right away. Now, if you're looking for the max amount of growth, then the crediting opportunities are going to be higher without the bonus. So in the long run, that could work out to your advantage. And then one more key point about the bonus, if you do accept it, it will get you to those higher floors sooner. So if you're wanting to try and maximize this to the biggest amount possible, then you need to get to those bigger floors for the bigger crediting strategies as soon as possible, which the bonus will allow you to do. Let's just take a look at a couple non-biased, honest pros and cons about this annuity. Some of the pros are that opportunity for additional growth that other annuities may not offer without risking the principal. That would be something compared to like a buffered annuity where they say, oh, we have a 20% floor or whatever. That's great. But what that means is that if the index loses more than 20%, now you're eating into your gains and possibly your principal. It offers a bonus with no additional fees. A lot of bonus annuities you see out there are going to have a fee associated with it, normally between 0.9% to 1.2%. So you really have to analyze those numbers to see if taking the bonus with a fee is going to be worth it. But IBEXIS gives you the bonus with no fees whatsoever. Another major pro that I found is this is the only 5-year fixed indexed annuity that has a bonus, at least with an A-rated company that I know of, okay? And that could change. Another company may come in and create that product or start offering it on their 5 years. But as of this recording, the only one I could find was with a B-plus company. And this is a really nice feature if you're just looking for a shorter term and you want the protection, you want the additional growth, and you can get the bonus. Most 5-year FIAs do not have a bonus. And then the last pro that I see with this is that bailout feature. Again, annuity companies do not want to adjust their rates because it gives them a bad name in the industry. But a lot of times they just don't have the option. Okay. If the crediting strategies become outrageously expensive for them, they have to adjust those rates to make the money work. The fact that they give you a bailout feature at a pretty decent size indexing term is really attractive, to be honest, because you'll see on a lot of other annuities that the minimum crediting strategy that they have to be obligated to is like 0.5%. So they give themselves a lot of wiggle room to where they can adjust those rates in a very large margin. IBEXIS has constrained themselves to saying, hey, we'll just let you out of this thing if it just gets out of hand for us and we just can't afford to offer you the original indexing strategies that we promised. That's a huge bonus. Now, the cons, it can be complicated to understand this particular annuity because it took me a while to really grasp it and understand the illustrations. But you can also make it very simple, okay? If you're not going to use any of the floors for that enhanced growth opportunity, you can just go with a 0% floor, and it works the exact same as every other fixed indexed annuity. This one could require a little more maintenance to get those increased opportunities. Going back to what I mentioned earlier, if you're the type of person who's really going to pay attention to the indexes and say, hey, the economy's doing this, I think the index is going to go down, we need to contact IBEXIS on my anniversary and say, okay, move me into the declared rate. So could be a little more maintenance instead of just set it and forget it. And the last one, this last con, again, it could be considered a pro because it's very simple to understand, but they only have 3 indexes to choose from, which are the S&P 500, which is the major one, another index called the HSBC, and then another one from Bank of America. So you're constrained. You don't have as much opportunity for diversification across multiple indexes. But again, it also keeps it simple. Now, when I do these type of product reviews, a lot of people either call me or they're at least asking in their head, wanting to know, okay, is this the quote best annuity that's available right now? Well, like I've said in previous podcasts, there is no best annuity. Okay, there's only the best annuity for you and your personal situation. So you may be asking, okay, what is the best annuity for me? That all depends on the purpose of your money. What do you want the money to do for you, and when do you want it to do it? The better we define that purpose of money, the better the selection is going to be to get you exactly what you need and when you need it. And really, the best way to understand these concepts, if you haven't already, is to watch my video series, 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement. It's a video series on my website that you can find at atlasannuity.com, where I go through multiple case studies of using different annuities in different strategies. I highly recommend, if you haven't seen it already, go check it out. And then if you have questions about your personal situation, the best way to get a hold of me and get your questions answered is just to book a short phone call or Zoom meeting by going to atlasannuity.com. That will take you directly to my calendar page, and that way you can block a time to make sure you get all of your questions answered. Again, everybody, I want to thank you for joining me. If you are finding this information helpful, please subscribe to the podcast, give it a like, share it with somebody that you think could benefit from this information, and then tune in next week when we come back with episode 50. This is Marty Becker, wishing you all the best in your financial education, and we will see you in the next episode.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. All information presented is for educational purposes only and is not a recommendation to implement any tax strategy, nor is it a recommendation to buy, sell, or transfer any security or insurance products. Atlas Financial Strategies Incorporated is an insurance-only licensed entity, and any decisions to buy or sell securities should be discussed with a licensed securities advisor, and any tax strategy should be discussed with a licensed tax professional. Past performance of any strategies or products mentioned are not a guarantee of future returns. For any other questions or concerns, please go to www.atlasannuity.com.